Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Let's talk about the art of being honest, which is a delicate balance between truth, empathy, and self-awareness. Honesty goes beyond simply telling the truth. It's one of those things that require through thoughtful approach to communicate, to understand how and when to express our truths in a way that builds trust and also respect others' feelings. We want to be mindful and extremely respectful when we're keeping it real and being honest. And I want to unpack that, what it means to have that self-honesty, empathy, and sensitivity. So the first thing in being honest is that awareness and knowing yourself. You know, this means acknowledging your strengths, your weaknesses, what motivates you, and what keeps you grounded, and what are your core values. Those are some key components in the laying the groundwork of being honest and showing that vulnerability and having that true honesty. It does require embracing vulnerability, and that helps express your honesty in the way you're feeling, and you're able to genuinely communicate and express how you're feeling in the present moment. So ask yourself, how are you doing with keeping it real? How are you doing with being honest, being transparent, being truthful with yourself and others? You know, at the heart of being authentic in relationships, we have to be authentic with ourselves. So you have to be honest about where you're at and where you're hoping to grow, so everyone can address things accordingly. You want to identify any patterns of self-deception or bias. Are you being overly optimistic in certain areas, or are you being pessimistic? Are you ignoring some of those red flags? And how are you showing and reflecting your beliefs? How is that showing up in how you build relationships with others? You know, if you think about it, realness starts with you. Growing up, my dad would always say to me, if you can't be real with yourself, you can't be real with anyone else. So that's deep. That's powerful. And I've always used that as a guide when I'm reflecting with my self-awareness. Am I being honest? Am I being truthful? You know, when no one's around and it's just you at the end of the day, at the end of the night, when you're unpacking, think to yourself, am I being honest with this? Am I being genuine with my approach to life, with my feelings, with my relationships that I'm forming? So that is critical. You owe it to yourself to be transparent, because when you're not being transparent and when you're not being honest and conducting yourself in the authentic manner, you're the only person that's losing out in that situation, not the person that you're being dishonest with. They will feel it, but you will feel it even more, because that's going to affect, it's like the domino effect. It's going to affect everything moving forward. So it's extremely imperative that you have this level of honesty in your professional life, in your friendships, in your relationships. You want to think about how that shows up, how you're cultivating others around you, and how that impacts how you move. And just examine what your core values are. Are you adapting and shifting to others around you, or are you showing up as your true authentic self? Which means that I'm going to be this way. I respect how you feel, but I will show up in every room as myself. So the way we do this is break down your core values. I have my top 5 core values that I go by. And I also put this in my book, which this entire podcast is based on, which is Real, Raw, Relevant, A Guide to Authentic Living by Alicia Eads, available on Barnes and Noble's. But let's unpack what my five core values are for just being real, being honest, being truthful to myself. The first thing is self-awareness. One of the key things is for me is that I know who I am, my strengths, my weakness. I always, you know, say self-evaluation and being analytical with yourself. That's key to being authentic. That self-awareness, it fosters honesty from within, helping me to make choices that align with my true nature rather than like different pressures of the world and what society expects of me. Like, I'm clearly aware of how I'm feeling, what I value, so that when someone else comes and projects their images and what they want of me, I can easily reject that and not take that in and let it just bounce right off of me like water's off a duck's back, like it's not sticking. So that's key, self-awareness. So that's my first core value in authentic living. The second value is integrity. So that aligns with your actions, your values, and just being honest, standing on your principles, even when it's difficult. Living with integrity, it builds self-respect and trust with others, because the way you show up, the way you conduct yourself, that level of integrity, others will acknowledge that when you're showing up with integrity. So that's critical. My third core value for authentic living is vulnerability. You have to be vulnerable. You can't be hardcore. You can't be like psyching yourself out. You have to be, I know some, it may be difficult. It's not as easy for others, but you have to focus on that level of vulnerability. Being open and transparent about my emotions, my dreams, my struggles, you know, that takes courage, but it does foster deeper connections and genuine interactions. And you can't get those genuine interactions with others without a form of vulnerability, because vulnerability is a path to real understanding and channeling compassion, and it allows me to live openly and expressively. So you want to be real, you want to be transparent, but you can't do that without vulnerability. Vulnerability is a key component of that. So you also want to think about this, which is my fourth core value of authentic living, which is growth. I'm always looking at what are the areas that I can grow in? So authenticity doesn't mean staying static. It's about evolving. It's about aligning with my core values and committing to personal growth, which means embracing change, learning from my mistakes, and staying curious about new perspectives and what's on the horizon, all while staying true to myself, to my core values. So it's okay if you want to grow and you're like, I evolved, I'm not the person that I used to be. Even when we evolve and we elevate and we get to the next level, that next level should still have your DNA of your core values incorporated there. So if you evolve totally away from your core values, reflect on that. Take a step back and think, you know, how is all of this showing up? How did I get here? And does this match up with what I feel to my core? And my final fifth core value for authentic living is compassion. Like, you have to have compassion. I have compassion for myself and I have compassion for others. And that creates an environment where I can live authentically without the fear of judgment. It helps me cultivate empathy, you know, acceptance and kindness, and nurture all of the relationships around me. You know, it encourages me to be like my true self unapologetically. You know, I'm not apologizing for being me, and I'm not being, you know, disrespectful about it. But all of my core values, it brings me closer to living a life of depth, purpose, and fulfillment. And I want you to look into how you can identify your top five core values. What are the top five things that you try to live by, you try to incorporate into your life? So as you embarking on this journey of life, just like everyone else in the world, you have five top core values that matters to you that you just will not deviate from. Your principles, the principles that you stand on, let that be a guiding force for who you are and who you would like to become. See, those things all have to align in a row. Whether you stay the same or increase, you want to make sure that everything that you do aligns with your core values, because when you set that groundwork, you can be fully truthful, you can be fully transparent, and just live that life and embrace the art of honesty, being honest. And that comes from within, you know, everything about who you are, like you have to just own that. It's just a part of like a healthy way approach to building good relationships. If you have relationships and some people in your life and they're mistreating you, you have to think about, what role do I play in this? And am I being honest with them about their actions and how that affects me? You have to go there. But the key into all of this, and you know, when you're making those meaningful connections, is honesty. Show up as your true self. Don't pretend to be something that you're not. You know, that will show up in your career, that will show up in your personal life, that will show up in your friendships, that will show up in your neighborhood with your neighbors. I mean, it follows you. So you want to make sure that you are being real in all of your circles, and that all of your circles get to see the true you, and that you're able to identify if you are showing up different for different people in your lives, and you find yourself putting on different hats for different people. That's not your true authentic self. You want to focus on pulling back where everything is aligned with all of your relationships. And that's what will carry you when you're looking at your skills and just building that character and forming great relationships. Being honest, truthful, and transparent is a daily commitment to just show up as you are, to honor your own truth, to engage meaningfully with the world around you. This is a path that you want to commit to. So acknowledge what your five core values are. Make a personal statement on how you intend to live your life, a life that's real, raw, and relevant, and revisit that commitment regularly. Use it as a guidepost on your journey of just being authentic. You know, you want to explore how you're going to evolve into your true self. You know, you simply want to achieve this one day at a time, letting everything unfold. It's just like navigating a path that has twists and turns, and learning from all of those experiences and adapting them to your new self-discoveries and that journey of who you will be. So it's a journey that you're on, and it's a process, and we want to make sure that we're aligning our actions with our values and making conscious choices in our life, and embracing the ability to be courage, to be real and be vulnerable and accept challenges. Don't run from them, and understand that there's so many ways to grow and evolve, but you want to make sure that when you're growing and when you're evolving, that you stay true to yourself, stay true to your core values. Be inquisitive and keep an open mind to explore new things and new possibilities. There's nothing better than going into a room and showing up as your true authentic self, and everyone around you just acknowledging how you're glowing, how you have a level of peace, and that you're just you. Be you. You're great. You're everything about you. It's unique. So embrace that. Make a commitment to show up as the best authentic version of yourself every day that, you know, you're around others and they're surrounding you, you just want to show your growth, embrace challenges, and stay true to your core values. Take care of your body, your mind, and make sure your foundation is strong so that you can, you know, be the best you that you can be, whether that's proper nutrition, mindfulness, journaling, treat yourself to something. Just be kind to yourself. You know, those self-improvements, remember that you're not working on being a perfectionist. You're working on just being true, being authentic. That's actually where it starts, those core values there. And if you've been practicing mindfulness on a daily basis and living in your truth, kudos to you. I commend you, because that's an incredible journey to embark on. But if you need some assistance, if you need guidance, and you're not where you want to be, and you feel yourself conforming to others around you and the narratives that's being pushed, I encourage you to reach out, seek those resources, get a mentor, talk to a friend, a loved one, or, you know, my book is available on Barnes & Noble's, Real, Raw, Relevant, A Guide to Authentic Living. A lot of great gems. It inspired this podcast. I hope it inspires you in your journey and embracing the real, authentic you. This book is designed to help you reconnect with what truly matters, to bring raw honesty into your daily life so that you can resonate with others and be your true, authentic self. Being real, being raw, being relevant, it looks good on you. So work on developing your five core values. I challenge you today to embark on this journey of self-reflection, being honest, being transparent, and just show a level of gratitude. Everything that you need is already there. So get your journal, write down those core five values, and focus wholeheartedly on making them a part of your daily routine. The new year is coming, the new year's approaching very soon, and you want to self-reflect, think of your values, think of your actions, and start journaling. Find some time to write out your thoughts and how you're feeling, and take accountability for how you're showing up, and focus on being authentic, being truthful, being respectful to others that don't align with your viewpoint. So I enjoyed our conversation. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me. And I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcasts.